the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Timely reading, you might say, of the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Blessed Theophylact, he spoke to the greediness that was in the eyes of Pilate and the greediness of Herod, wanting to see tricks, basically wanting to see the Lord perform miracles, even though he had performed so many miracles, so many things. And we remember that 1 week prior to this crucifixion, not even a week had passed, when he came into Jerusalem and they were, with the palms, and they were crying, "Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." They were proclaiming his greatness. And then just before that, of course, Lazarus, who was 4 days dead, was raised from the dead. Now, that is what they had seen, what they had experienced, and now what they're willing to do, what they're willing to say. And so they have no part with the resurrection, because even though the Lord forgives them, they have no part with the resurrection, because in seeing him, they could not see, in hearing him, they could not listen, they could not hear what it was he was saying. They could not understand who stood before them. And he talks to them about the fact that their children will suffer, that there will be great travail. And we know that some 70 years later, the Romans literally laid waste to Jerusalem and left only, I think, one wall was standing when they left. And so it's one of those things where the Lord is present with them, even in the crucifixion. "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." He is present with them in the, in the resurrection. He is present with them in the ascension, and many were, of course, converted. But these people, you might say, they had no part with him. And so it's one of those things. And so we have to be awake and alert and understanding that it is, his will that we are seeking to please, and that we pay attention to him and all the things that surround us on a day-to-day basis, that we are praying about and praying for and praying with, and that we are in constant a state of prayer and fasting and almsgiving as we go forward in Great Lent. And in that state of fasting and prayer, we stay close to our Lord and Savior. Our wills align with his will. And so, as we were speaking of just last night, so may God give each and every one of you the strength at this time to be prepared, as we heard in the class last night, that, that even, though you might think you're in pretty good shape, spiritually, "Well, I had a pretty good year, things are pretty, not so bad, I'm okay." Those first prayers of Great Lent, starting with forgiveness, which is coming fast, and those prayers that come through the first week in the morning, we do the matin service, and we are reminded with the reading from the St. John of the Ladder, and then we come that night and we pray the for the four nights we pray Canon of St. Andrew of Crete. And in that we start to see how, well, we weren't really so spiritual. We haven't really been paying attention to what he's offering us. And so what we want to have in us is him awake in us as we approach the resurrection, especially as that, not just a reminder, but as a reality that we rise with Christ on the third day. So may God give each of you strength as you prepare yourself for the beginning of Great Lent, and in particular that you are humble and repentant and go in with, you know, with a strong spirit to glorify God. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.